We're continuing our Dream Team interview series on regional radio, and we're talking with another softball Dream Teamer highlighting North County High School. Sophomore Emma Becker joins us on the line now. Emma, congratulations on making the Dream Team, and when you first found out, what was your reaction?
I was very excited. It's good to know that all my hard work paid off, and it's exciting.
And how did other people around you react? Did you have a little celebration with your family or friends or anyone around you?
Everyone was very congratulated. They were very excited for me. They liked to see me excited, especially with softball because it's my sport. So I got a bunch of text messages and calls from family and friends. I couldn't do in person, unfortunately, because I was in Chattanooga for select softball, but they were very happy for me.
It certainly was a well-deserved honor for you this year. First-team all-conference, all-district, all-region, and all-state. You hit 600 at the plate with 9 homers and 44 runs driven in. How did you find success throughout each of your at-bats this year?
It was definitely, practice. I always put in the work, and it definitely showed at the plate. And, my coach is very patient with me, very supportive and helpful. So it's definitely my coaches that I want to thank for that,
And this follows up a pretty impressive freshman year for you, too. What really has helped you get acclimated to playing softball at the high school level over the last couple of years?
Well, I played when I was younger, and my mom played softball when she was younger, so it kind of carried throughout. I started, playing AU, and it became something that I really loved and enjoyed. So coming into high school, I was very excited, nervous, but it definitely shows that I put in the work. So
as you look further on into what you want to try and accomplish for your junior and senior years, are there personal goals that you're looking at, or maybe team goals?
There's definitely a goal of playing D1 and getting a full ride. I want to carry that on throughout my career, but college is the big goal right now, playing college softball.
And you also play some high school soccer as well, correct?
Yes.
And so that really helps you keep in shape during the springtime?
Oh, yeah. And then, I run track, too. So track and soccer definitely kept me in top shape for softball season.
It's got to be a lot of traveling from soccer matches to track in the spring. I'm sure you've had a busy season.
It's definitely busy, but, I wouldn't trade it for anything else. It's something I love to do. So,
have you always been a well-rounded athlete playing multiple sports throughout the entire calendar year?
I definitely grew up playing a bunch of sports, so going to high school, it wasn't really like a problem. I was used to traveling a lot, and like I said, it's something I love to do, so I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Who are some of the people that have really helped influence you over these last few years to get you to this point?
Definitely my parents. My parents are a big support system for me. They take their time out to take me to places I need to be. My coaches, my past coaches for select softball team, they've all had a big impact on where I am today, so I could definitely thank them for everything.
And what are your plans for the rest of this summer as you prepare for your junior fall softball season?
Well, we'll start getting the high school softball, and then I have to finish out my select softball season. We have a couple more places to travel, and then I'll get right back into high school.
All right, Emma. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. Is there anybody you want to thank?
My parents, coaches, and teammates for pushing me this season. It's definitely appreciated.
All right. Hey, thank you so much once again for taking the time to talk with us. And again, congratulations on making the Dream Team.
Thank you so much.
That's Emma Becker of the North County softball team, one of the Dream Teamers this year, joining us on regional radio.